was shagged. Go by a head. Be burdened. It was beneath the load of guilt and shame. But then the hands of Jesus just touched me. Yes, they did. Touch me.
Greetings to the saints of the Most High God. This is Elder Charles Ford Walker bringing to you the True Word radio program of Apostolic Ministries of America Incorporated, a church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Our headquarters is located in downtown Titusville, Florida, at 1422 Norwood Avenue, where you always have the opportunity to come and hear God's word preached in its fullness, like it was preached on the day of Pentecost and during the early days of the Christian church, when devout men of God, glory to God, would hear the word preached by Peter and the rest of the apostles and cry out to Peter and the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, them that are far away, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. My friend, it's a great pleasure to be bringing to you the Word of God by means of this True Word radio program. We enjoy hearing from you. We thank you for all of the applications, glory to God, hallelujah, that you make yourself a part of. We thank you for the letters of encouragement. We thank you, glory to God, for your gifts and for your support, amen, that you are giving, amen, to us through, amen, the hearing of the word of God over this great radio station here, amen, in your listening ear of the Hampton Roads, Virginia. We just thank each and every one, glory to God, of the principals of this great radio station for continuing to give us the opportunity, amen, to make known our expressions, amen, to you, that we might be able to continue to help you, glory to God, in this plan of salvation that must diligently be worked out by each and every individual. Glory to God, if there is to be, amen, salvation and eternal life for the inhabitants of this world. Now we know, amen, that from time to time there comes confusion and there comes misunderstanding. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I want to let you know it is not on the part of God that there would be confusion, for the scriptures say God is not the author of confusion. Amen. So if there is confusion in regards to the word of God and in regards to this great salvation plan that he made so plain to the Bible tells us that a fool could not enter therein. Now, if there is confusion, it is because, amen, we are interjecting, glory to God, the principles and the practices of man, or the tradition and customs of man, and not the word of God. For in the word of God, there is no confusion. There is no darkness. Oh, glory to God. With the word of God, we can see as if we were on the mountaintop. Glory to God, overlooking all of the plains and all of the, glory to God, the valleys. Glory to God, as we stretch forth, glory to God, our imagination through, glory to God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. But there be some, glory to God, among you that will still, amen, be confused, amen, and will be somewhat non-believers in regards to the word of God. Amen. They are quick to say, amen, when they hear, glory to God, the gospel preached, amen, by Ella Walker, they are quick to say, amen, what, amen, Bishop Johnson didn't preach, or what Bishop Johnson didn't do, or the way Bishop Johnson did it. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. But I have you to know, glory to God, that there is no condemnation in me or any other minister, glory to God, that is preaching the word of God in its fullness according to the way it has been given to him by the revelation of Jesus Christ, irregardless of how it was done by someone else. Glory to God, hallelujah. I will have you to know, amen, that the man of God, amen, in all cases, glory to God, have intent to further the word of God and to further the teachings that have been given to him. But sometimes, glory to God, God sees fit that it should be done by someone else. Glory to God, hallelujah. The Bible tells me that there was not a prophet ever in the history of mankind like, glory to God, Moses. That Moses stood out, glory to God, among all of God's prophets as being someone, glory to God, that had a man, no, a man comparison. He was a true prophet of God, yet God chose to not let him reach the end of the destiny that he had looked forward to seeing, glory to God, and that he had looked forward to doing, amen, glory to God, because, amen, it was God's will and God's purpose that another should carry the banner, amen, on to the promised land. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. And the Bible tells me in the 34th chapter of Deuteronomy, and there in the 10th verse, and there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Amen. And we can say, amen, today in our time that there, glory to God, is not a prophet like unto Bishop S.C. Johnson, whom the Lord, glory to God, knew and gave revelation to. Glory to God, hallelujah. But amen, he was just like Moses. God chose that his work should be finished by someone else. And I will tell you this, glory to God, hallelujah, if Bishop Johnson had lived, amen, to get back to Philadelphia from Kingston, Jamaica, there would have been many, many changes in the way, glory to God, that he had been doing his ministry, glory to God, but God saw, amen, fit that he not be able to return. Oh, glory to God. I can imagine when Moses was up on the mountaintop, when he looked and saw all of the promised land that God was going to give to his children. I can imagine that Moses had formulated a plan in his mind to carry out as to how, glory to God, the distribution, amen, and the settlement of this land would be done according to God's purpose. Oh, I can imagine in his mind how wholesome and how holy he thought that these efforts would be, amen, that he would be in charge, glory to God, of doing for the glory of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But God saw otherwise, amen, and let him know, glory to God, that his works would be continued by another. Amen. And I truly think and believe that this was the same thing in the ministry of Bishop S.C. Johnson. Oh, if he had just got, amen, the opportunity to return, glory to God, back, amen, to that illustrious city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and to his headquarters, there would have gone out a decree and edicts, glory to God, that would have redefined the ministry of this great man. But God saw fit that that redefinition would be done for another. And I submit to you that that is why on, glory to God, hallelujah, February the 19th, 1961, glory to God, along about 3 p.m. in the afternoon, that this man, Bishop S.C. Johnson, laid his hands up on Brother Charles and blessed his ministry, glory to God, because God had shown him, glory to God, that he would not, glory to God, hallelujah, return to do the things that had been brought to mind, do the things, glory to God, that he had come to realize that he must do in order to fortify and to further establish his ministry, glory to God, in the 20th century. God saw fit that someone else, glory to God, hallelujah, would do these works. Amen. And this is why I tell the world that God preserved me, glory to God, in this 21st century to continue these works. Glory to God, hallelujah, that this great man started. Amen. Did Joshua, amen, do the things according to how Moses did them? Absolutely not. God, amen, inspired Joshua to do the things according to the inspiration that was given. Glory to God. And today it is no different. God has, amen, given me insight. God has given me revelation, amen, that enables me to do the things according to his will and according to the purpose of God. God, amen, is allowing me to declare the counsel of God according, glory to God, to the inspiration and the revelation that is given from him. Glory to God that I follow not, glory to God, in the footsteps, glory to God, word for word and tat for tat, but only in tradition as it becomes holy, and only in tradition as it relates to this apostolic purpose, glory to God, to encourage the saints to honestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto them. Amen. And this is why, amen, we do things, amen, a little bit different. Amen. Not that it is wrong, glory to God, but it is that it is because someone else now is declaring the counsel of God. Amen. Some of you have a problem with that, but I want to encourage you, amen, to read your Bible. I want to encourage you to pray to God that he will give you understanding. Amen. That you might understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages have not been made known unto the sons of men, as it is now declared, glory to God, unto them by the Spirit of God through his holy teachers and preachers and prophets and apostles, if there be any in the land today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to have an understanding. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That this is not a thing about tradition. This is not a thing about doing like everybody else does and preaching like everybody else preach. But this is a thing about following the word of God and inscribing the word of God in your heart, and instilling in the minds of each and every saint of God to do likewise, that they might not sin against God's word and be able to live holy in this world and walk above sin, reaching the perfection that they must reach in order to be called the sons of God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why, glory to God. Amen. I'm in the city of Seattle, Washington tonight. Glory to God, bringing to the people in Seattle. Amen. The same thing, glory to God, that I brought to the people. Amen. Last week in Virginia. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm here. Amen. Ordaining elders. Glory to God, and installing pastors in the church out here. Glory to God, on the West Coast, that the saints of God will be able to have the word of God preached to them without compromise. Glory to God, hallelujah, that they may learn the obedience to the word of God and be saved from the damnation and the destruction that is coming up on the land. Glory to God, in the days to come, that they will be able to stand before God in that great and fearful day of the Lord that is soon to come upon all of the elements of this world. I pray that through the word of God, and through the preaching of the word of God, and through the hearing of the word of God, and through the believing of the word of God, that all of the saints of God and all that believe will be delivered, glory to God, from that fearful and that awful and that great day, glory to God, of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They say, well, Bishop didn't do it this way. Bishop never ordained the amount of elders, glory to God, that Elder Walker is ordaining. Glory to God. Maybe it wasn't time, amen, for, amen, the ordination of the amount of elders that Elder Walker is doing. Maybe in his time there was no need, glory to God, hallelujah, for the ordination of many elders. Maybe in his time there were nobody that met the qualifications of an elder, glory to God, inasmuch, glory to God, as the truth of God had been brought back to the world after an absence, glory to God, of 1700 years. Maybe in his time, glory to God, hallelujah, there was not a need as there is today, glory to God, to have elders in every city, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you today, glory to God, hallelujah, that Paul gave the charge, glory to God, to the ones whom he had preferred, glory to God, to continue this gospel, amen. And he made it plain to them, glory to God, hallelujah, that there was a need. There was a need to place men of God in every city, that the truth could be declared, glory to God, to the saints of God, that they may not have an excuse, glory to God, when they have to stand before God. Oh, you're going to stand before God. I don't care how holy you are. I don't care how unholy you are. I don't care who you are, what you are, where you been, or where you going. Everybody is going to have to stand before God and give an account of the deeds done here in this body. Those that have done good and those that have reached a state of perfection, glory to God, will stand before God. Glory to God, when we meet him in the air to receive our order and our rewards, Glory to God for the good that we have done on this earth. Glory to God, amen, to further the gospel of the kingdom to the ends of the world, that everyone would have had a change. Glory to God to be saved. Those that have done bad will have to stand before God in the great white throne judgment to give an account of every deed, every sin, every, glory to God, transgression, and every kind of iniquity, glory to God, that are found in their hearts and the minds of men today. They will have to stand before God and give an account of all of that, glory to God, that they have done here in this body, in this time, glory to God, that they inhabit the earth. And those that are to bad, that their righteousness does not exceed, glory to God, their wrongness, glory to God, will have a reward in the great lake of fire, which burneth day and night, forever and forever. Glory to God, hallelujah. Don't tell me there's not a need to establish order in the church today. I submit to you that there is a need today more than any time in the history of man, that order must be established in the church today. And that order must be according to God's word, amen, that he has left here, amen, for his ministers to have a plan, glory to God, to implement, that might take you to that level, to where you are solidified in this dispensation of grace, that you might be returned to God's image, glory to God, as it was in the beginning, before the encroachment of sin in the Garden of Eden. Get your Bibles out and let us look at this thing, glory to God, hallelujah, to see, amen, that the order of the church must be, glory to God, as it is outlined in the Bible. Glory to God. Let's go to Titus, amen, chapter 1, and let's see what Paul told Titus. Glory to God, hallelujah. He said to Titus, mine own son, reading at the fourth verse, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. For this cause, left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting. Glory to God, hallelujah. Paul realized that there was something that was wanting in the church. There was something that was missing in the church. So Paul left Titus in the city of Crete, glory to God, to set in order these things, glory to God, that are likened. Amen. And he said to ordain elders, glory to God, and that's presbyters, that's preachers. Glory to God, hallelujah. The elders that Paul was referring to, glory to God, if you go back, amen, to the original Greek, would be preachers, it would be messengers, glory to God of God. Ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee. Glory to God, hallelujah. Just like I have made you, amen, and appointed you elder, you go, glory to God, and appoint others elders in every city, that the word of God will not be confined, that the word of God will not be restricted, but the word of God can go out of the mouths of true and good and great people into all of the nations of the world. Glory to God, that everyone will have a chance to be saved through the hearing of the gospel of God. Glory to God, hallelujah. Don't tell me, glory to God, that there is no need to ordain elders. Don't tell me that there, amen, is amen, an error in ordaining elders because Bishop Johnson didn't ordain any. My God, I'm here today. Glory to God. God has saved me for this 21st century. Glory to God to carry out his plans as he has given it unto me. Glory to God. And I'm here to tell you that it is the will of God that elders be ordained in every city, that the church may have a true foundation when it comes to the apostolic distribution, glory to God, and the dissemination of the word of God among the church and the saints thereof. Glory to God, hallelujah. It has to work that way in order for, amen, everything to be right. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Turning to, amen, the book of Jeremiah. Glory to God in the 3rd chapter and the 14th verse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Realizing what it says in the book of Romans, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall he preach except he be sent? Glory to God. Looking at the 14th verse. In the 3rd chapter of Jeremiah, it says, turn, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you, one of a city and two of a city, and I will bring you to Zion. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. And I will give you pastors according to mine own heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. God is giving the world today pastors after his own heart that will feed the church in knowledge and in understanding, and not after the tradition of man, and not after the customs of man, and not after the doings of man, but after and according to the word of God. This is why it is important that we seek these men of God out. Glory to God, whom God has chosen. Glory to God to set in the church today to bring forth the infallible word of God to the saints. We search them out. Glory to God, it is God's will, and elevate them to the status of installation. Glory to God, hallelujah, that they might lead the church on to the final victory. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faith for children, not accused of rot and unruly. For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given wine nor stinker, nor a filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, tempered, holding fast the faithful words as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. My God, this is why, amen, Elder Walker is going about the world, glory to God, ordaining elders in every city, that the church may have a chance, glory to God, to be able to prevail. We are the Israel of God, and the Israel of God must prevail. Glory to God. Therefore, it must have preachers that are after God's own heart, that, glory to God, will teach, amen, and preach to the saints of God the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that they need, glory to God, to escape, amen, the instruments of Satan in these last and final days. I want you to write Elder Walker, glory to God, and let him know, amen, that you enjoy this program. I want you to write him and let him know, glory to God, that you're reading your Bible every day. Glory to God, trying to get a hold on this salvation plan that will save each and every individual that believe upon it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Let him know, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, that you're contending for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of God. Amen, and until next week, glory to God, this is Elder Walker saying so long with this exciting word of God.
met this blessed Savior.